to put in all the work, everybody, for each other on the field, and then we stay there as a unit, and we go towards our goals together as one.
For Martins, it's Sven Angulo to cross into the box, that's one missed it!
Hey y'all, walking towards the stadium now. Just going to give some quick thoughts on the lineup. A lot of rotation. Surprised to see just how much rotation there was. We are up 3-0 and we are the favorite team, but still, you know, you don't want to throw it away. If we go down two goals early, then all of a sudden we're in for it. So I doubt that'll happen, but just was surprised to see the rotation. But also excited to see some of the guys, Halliday, excited to see Shaq Muhammad as well. I don't think he's played a professional game for us. Maybe he's come off the bench once and I just don't remember. But I think this will be his first start for sure. And I mean, he was selected above Maguire in the draft. We went for him before Maguire. So we must have felt pretty strongly about him, but of course Maguire went on to have the season he did, so excited to see what he can do. I have seen a bit of him in OCB. He's an all right player, nothing extremely impressive, but maybe that will change this season. We shall see. Also excited to see some of the players come off the bench, and of course Luis Muriel at number 9. He gets the start. I posed the question earlier today, should he start, should he come off the bench? A lot of people saying he should come off the bench, but he's starting. So yeah, I think it'll be a good game. I didn't even look at Cavalry's lineup. I don't know any other players. So I think we'll win, or at least we will win the tie at a bare minimum. That's my prediction. I don't foresee us losing more than 3-0 and then losing the game. So yeah, that's my prediction. Those are my pregame thoughts real quick. And as always, Vamos Orlando. I'll talk to you guys on my way home. Hey guys, Gavin here. We come away with our first ever victory, or advancement, I should say, past the round of whatever in the Champions Cup. I think we are into the round of 16. Yes. So we advanced into the round of 16, so we advanced past the round of 32. There is your blabber from me for the night. No, in all seriousness, 6-1 on aggregate. That was the expectation when we saw that we got Cavalry. That is what we should be doing, and we did it. So first and foremost, props to the guys for doing that. We set up again in that 4-4-2 shape where we had a second striker. This time, even though Ojeda did start the game, it was Shaq Muhammad in that second striker role. Looked decent, worked hard, did a lot of running, but in the final third wasn't really innovative enough. I'll talk about more about him in the player by player, but that was kind of the way we set up in that 4-4-2. I didn't quite catch exactly what Cavalry's formation was. To be honest, I wasn't too engaged in the tactics of this game. I was just enjoying the night out. Had a long day at work, instantly came to the game. Figured I'd grab a couple beers and just kind of hang out. And so that's exactly what I did. Didn't really look a ton into the way Cavalry set up. I saw that they had a three-back system. That's about all I saw. I think they had one striker up top. So three at the back, one striker at top, some other players at the rest. Maybe I missed that, but yeah, maybe a 3-4-3, something like that. But yeah, so all in all, what we were supposed to do, and a professional performance, very slow, very methodical. We didn't really let them into the game
at all. We didn't give them any hope, and that was what we needed to do. You know, in these types of games, you're 3-0 up, you're at home, you've got the advantage, you've got a rotated squad, you've got a big game coming up. It is very easy to start a little slow and, oh, shoot, we're a goal down, and all of a sudden you got to switch on and the other team have the momentum, and it's just bad. That didn't really happen. We had a nice slow start to the game, didn't really give them a chance. We didn't really have any chances, and eventually, by the end of the half, we were the team that was dominating, and that was that, really. So, very professional, and we come away 3-1 winners with a great second half display. So, well done to the guys. And congrats to us for our first ever time advancing to the round of 16. No matter what, no matter how bad we all think Cavalry are, which, you know, there's some, you know, they're not great. They're definitely not MLS level. They'd definitely be contenders for the Wooden Spoon for sure. No matter what, though, they earned it to be in the competition, and we had to get past them, and got past them we did. So it is absolutely a job well done, and you know, it is an honor to be in this competition. And so I'm really glad that this is where we are in our life cycle as a club. We are competing on the international stage. So let's go player by player. Staj Dahar, unfortunately, wasn't able to keep a clean sheet, but really was fine. I wouldn't put him at fault for the goal at all. Right back was Halliday. Very standard Halliday performance. You know, his speed really helps him out defensively. Offensively, he was Halliday. He was fine. A couple good things, couple bad things. None of his work turned into any goals or anything like that, from what I can recall. Standard game from him. Kyle Smith started at center back, finished the game at left back. Obviously got the goal at the end to make it 3-1. So, you know, again, consistent Kyle Smith game. Wasn't really tested too much back there. When he was at center back, we didn't concede, so fair enough. Schlegel, same thing, pretty standard game. Wasn't really called into action too much, so good stuff from him. And then Santos played first half. I think he was subbed off at halftime, or he was subbed off later in the game. He's doing his thing. No thoughts, really. In the midfield, it was Felipe and Cartagena to start the match. Both of them, I thought, played well. Cartagena obviously off at halftime, as we're going to need him for the upcoming weekend game against Miami. Felipe, though, came in, did a job. That's exactly what we need him to do. Allow our players to get some rest, and he played an important part in that third goal for Kyle Smith. And I just really like that player. I like Felipe. He solid, comes in, does a job, able to keep possession of the ball really well, and works hard defensively. Obviously, can't run very much. He wouldn't be a starter for me at all in any sort of team that I would want to be successful anymore. It's just he's past that in his career. But he's a great squad option, and I'm really happy that we have him. That was a good piece of business by our leadership team. Cartagena, no thoughts. Then who else did we have? Let's go with Ojeda. Okay game. He was in that winger position again, where you would rather see him in the second striker position. Obviously, we had a different player in that position, as I talked about earlier. But he did fine. He did fine. He wasn't great. He wasn't terrible. But he had a very 2023 Ojeda game. Whereas the last game against Cavalry in the second striker position, you could see that is where he tends to thrive, on that left side. Ojeda was fine, but nothing special is, I guess, what I'm trying to say. Shaq Mohammed, we'll hit on him again. I mean, I gave my thoughts mostly, but I just wish he was a little more aggressive in the final third. He had some moments where he could take a shot. He opted to take a pass or he had some moments where he could have turned and gone forward, just went backwards. Very safe, but defensively he worked very hard, and that was nice to see. He clearly wanted to impress Oscar Pareja, and I think Pareja will be happy with his play overall tonight, even though he didn't get on the score sheet. I think he could look at Mohamed and say, okay, you know, in a pinch, we have a lot of injuries. You know, I don't have to necessarily move things around. Maybe I could get you from the start and give you another chance. I think Mohamed did well defensively, and offensively, you know, it is what it is. And then Luis Muriel. I mean, you could see this game was just too easy for him. He looked a little bit out of shape. In all honesty, he was taking the game really slow, unless maybe that's just his play style. He looked like he was taking it slow. He wasn't working too hard defensively. He wasn't straining himself too much. Maybe that was instruction from the coaching staff. But when he did get the ball, he was, again, too good for this level. I mean, as soon as he got the ball, he knew what he was doing with it as soon as he got it, and everything was crisp and clean. And the only thing that wasn't clean was the finish when he was in 2v1 on goal, and he had two people running up on him, and he tried to just slowly slot it past the keeper. I wish he would have hit it a little bit harder. I think he scuffed it. But man, he looked really good. He got the ball. He was able to turn with it and create some dangerous situations and try to get himself some shots. Wish he would have gotten a goal, but it wasn't to be. But you can see the vision with him. You can see why we thought he would be a good focal point striker. And the thing I liked the most was he was dropping in and getting involved. At times, you know, there were times where he was invisible, I think because, in my opinion, he's looking a little out of shape. So he was just resting at that point and not really doing much. But there were definitely times where he really got dropped deep, got involved and built up and got involved with the play on the transition and was working hard defensively at times. And so in those moments where he was turning up a notch, he looked fantastic. And I could see him having a great season with us. So exciting debut, more to come for sure. I don't know if he's ready to start this weekend though, based on that performance, in my opinion. I think I'm leaning towards, let's get 60 minutes of a fired up Duncan. Didn't even get on the pitch tonight. And that tells me that Duncan McGuire's lined up for the weekend. And Muriel can come off the bench to help us potentially get a late win or late goal, seal the deal sort of thing. And then, I forgot Ramiro Henrique. Obviously scored the goal. Could have scored a couple tonight, but he did get the one banger, which was fantastic to see. Very happy for him. He definitely needed to get back on the score sheet, and he ended up doing that tonight. That will do his confidence a world of good. I really like that player. He works very hard. He gets into decent positions, and he really loves that shot from outside the box. I don't know what it is, but outside the box, he seems to be able to finish. He's had a couple of those now for us since he's joined. So happy he's on the score sheet, and thought he played really well and could have had, you know, if a couple of through balls had been played, he could have had a couple more goals. He was making some good runs all night. So I think that's the 11. I don't think I missed anybody after Enrique. In terms of the subs, you know, one thing I'll call out is I really wish we would have seen Kasewski. You know, we all saw him impress in that game against Flamengo, but he didn't come on at all. Instead, it was Araujo who was coming on. And I get it. You know, we're early enough in the season where we have to get our starters minutes in order to build them up, build their fitness up. I get it. I would have liked to see some minutes for Kasewski. I really would have. I would have traded minutes for Facu Torres to get Kasewski some time in this game, just because I think this was a good opportunity, especially when we're 2-1 up. We're comfortable 5-1 in the tie and on aggregate. Let's get the guy some minutes, you know. Let's get him a Champions Cup debut. It's really unlikely we're going to see him against Tigres. And I was just a little disappointed by that. you know, it is what it is. Maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's out of shape. Maybe he's not as good as we think he is. But I just thought he was good enough to get some minutes here. But it is what it is. I don't have all the information that the coaching staff has for sure. So other than that, I mean, again, Araujo came on. He was fine. Worked hard. Facundo Torres came on. He was fine. Worked hard. Jack Lynn came on. Was decent. Very similar to his MLS cameo the other night. But nothing more than that. And then who else came on? Ladero came on and got the first goal of the match. He was pretty good. And Abdi Salim came on. Obviously, as soon as he came on, we conceded, so that had to be disappointing for him. But other than that, he was fine. You know, he was really not messing about every single time he got the ball in a defensive situation. He was making a tackle. He cleared it out of bounds. I don't blame the kid. So he just did his job. So that's my thoughts on the game. Overall, good win. Really happy to advance pretty comfortably. And now it is on to Inter Miami and then on to Tigres. I heard through the grapevine Tigres is coming up pretty quickly, actually, so be on the lookout for that. Anyways, thanks for listening. Glad I'm doing this again. Love to talk Orlando City. And as always, vamos Orlando.